2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is Unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone, Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Keery. We are at homey today. The Jazz actually play tonight. They've got a big game against the Denver Nuggets. We're excited about it.
Are you weirded out by the fact the Jazz are 7-point favorites in this one?
No, the Jazz, look.
I mean, it's a home game, but I'm just saying.
Gordy Chiesa said the Jazz are the best team in the West, so we should act like it, expect it, and be it.
Scott. Alex.
Squat. Alex.
Alex. Scott. I've written it down right here.
I have a list.
He's got the list.
Do you know what I had? I got something. Got something for you today. I've been saving it for like 3 days now. You know who Bruce Lee is, right?
The martial artist.
Yes.
Seattle native. Of course,
yes.
I know who he is.
Did you know?
I've been to his grave. He's in the same cemetery as Kurt Cobain. That's a little something for you.
Did not know that.
There you go.
But did you know that he has a vegan brother?
His brother's vegan?
Yeah. Did you know he had a vegan brother?
I did not know that.
His name is Brock Lee.
Okay. Why? How can you laugh so hard at that?
Because it's okay. Only 3:30.
I just want everybody
it's
to know.
Only 3:30.
I just want everybody to know right now.
Jokes, right kind of,
these dad jokes are the things
bringing
that
out the dad jokes.
I was hoping Scott was going to leave behind at KSL Broadcast House.
No.
Here we are. Despite Scott's misgivings and shortcomings, we still love him ish. So we're going to allow you to win some tickets. We got a 4-pack of tickets right now to give away to the Utah Jazz and Denver Nuggets game tonight. Give us a call right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Caller number 12 gets that 4-pack of tickets. And then we're just going to do the same thing again in an hour where we can give away another pair or another double pair. We call that a double pair.
A double pair?
Scott, yeah, the old 4-pack of tickets. So what are the odds, by the way, we're getting into, brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Do you snore at night? Are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com. Here's how What Are the Odds works. We throw out a scenario, a sports scenario. Doesn't even have to be sports, though. But if it is, you can give a 0 to 100.
A sports show. We try to kind of keep it in our lane here.
0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points if you can give a jersey number that correlates to that. Can be anywhere in the wide world of sports. I'll even open it up to, if there's a, if you wanted to give it a 3% chance.
Do race car drivers have a, do they have a number?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they have a jersey number? Or is it the car number?
We don't call it a jersey number, yeah.
They just have their car number.
Put the old jersey on Dale Jr.'s car there, Mike. Yeah. You forgot to put it on. Yeah, it's a 3, like Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Jr., yeah. They're number 3, yeah. Right? So there you go.
Like Richard Petty was 43?
Is that what he was?
Yeah, he was 43.
Okay.
What about Jeff Gordon?
Mm.
What about your Formula
Jeff Gordon,
One
48? Or no, that's Johnson. No, that's Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jimmy Johnson
or
Jerry
Jeff
Johnson?
Gordon's 24. 24.
Yes,
see, 24. I don't know why I know these NASCAR numbers.
He was
I've
the
never
Rainbow
seen
Warrior, right?
He was.
Yes.
Scott, here we go. Let me give you the first one here. So we talked about the possibility of scrapping divisions in the Pac-12.
Yes.
Just make it one big happy family.
Yes.
Of which Utah is a very, very important one of those children.
Where do you think they fit?
Well, they're the 11th child.
Are they like a
or a 12th?
An uncle or they step?
No.
I think they're a stepchild.
No, the father is George Kliavkov.
Yes.
Or Keith Jackson. Those are the parents, and then you've got the kids. All the kids. Yeah. Number one child is USC, and so they're kind of the favorite
child.
Yeah. And we learn a lot through the stuff that they do. They do a lot of bad things. And
Who's the middle child in the Pac-12?
100% it's people like Oregon State.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, the orange-headed stepchild. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. What are the odds that the Pac-12 actually does scrap those divisions in football?
I think it's a very high percentage, and I'm going to go with 88%, and I'm going to call it, pick a number. I'll go with Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, 88%? Yeah. Mm, that's way off. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant, 88%. No, oh. I just want to give another Cowboy with 88. I'm going to go – I don't think it's as high just because I think that – well, no, I think it's super high actually because he just said it's not something we can do this year, and we were like, well,
he's
obviously.
He's not talking about like the potential. He's talking about when
it's
going to
happen. We're talking about the next 2 years. I think they're going to scrap the divisions. I think that it bodes well for a Pac-12 team to sneak into the college football playoff, and I'm going to go with a – Reggie White, 92%.
Oh.
Did you play against Reggie White?
I did, yes.
Did he ever sack you?
Not very often.
Yeah.
We had an offensive tackle who really knew how to block Reggie White because Reggie White would just kind of club you and just knock you over.
Mm-hmm.
And Zephyros Moss was not a guy to get knocked over.
Okay.
He kind of played, he had a low center. Get some of these kind of taller, unstable offensive tackles back. All right,
so
I'll give you one.
This is a, let's hear it. Let's hear
it. All right. What are the odds that. Rudy Gobert outplays Jokic tonight.
Nikola Jokic?
Yes.
The league MVP?
Yeah, but you have the defensive player of the year.
That's true.
And you have someone who's, like, impact in the game doesn't necessarily.
What does it mean if he's out? I mean, what do you need for the outplaying him part?
I don't know.
More points, more rebounds? Because Rudy's been 20 rebounds.
Let's just go with the eyeball test. It just looks like he played better.
I'm going to go with he outplays Jokic. I think Jokic gets up for this game. I don't know. But the Jazz are favored quite heavily.
As they should be. Terms. I mean, they're, you know.
I'm going to go with Rudy outplaying Jokic. But it has to be anything inside the key is what I'm talking about. Okay? Because he's not defending out on the perimeter. So I'm going to go. But Jokic shoots from out there. So I'm going to go with Rudy outplaying Jokic tonight. He's going to show up. It's going to be his first time to really showcase himself. There's a lot of pride on Rudy's side. I'm going to go 77%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's high. I didn't know.
77%?
Yeah, 77% chance he outplays Jokic. I like it. He's got more pride, man. Jokic is kind of like – Jokic does the marathon thing. Rudy will have this game, and it'll be awesome. But overall, Jokic might end up being the better player over the
year. I think Rudy Gobert has the biggest chip on his shoulder. I really do. I think he has a bigger chip on his shoulder. Now, for whatever reason, I don't know why. But because, you know, he got paid. He's certainly, you know.
Yeah, but you don't want that chip to go away.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
He has all these things happening, but he still feels like he's got the chip on his shoulder, which I like. And I think it's bigger. I think it's that the Jazz – exited way too early in the playoffs. I don't think that sat well. I don't think winning the silver medal actually bode well for Rudy. So I think he's got a big chip. I think this is a big game for Rudy. I'll say it's Brett Perriman 80%.
Okay.
Or Chris Carter 80%. Or
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
Okay. How about this? What are the odds? This one's kind of interesting because what are the odds BYU fans boo Bronco Mendenhall in his return to the Bill Edwards Stadium? Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to just say this to BYU fan right now before you give your answer. I was never a Bronco fan. I've said this. I covered the guy. My very first, like, reporting
have this personal vendetta.
It's nothing to do with winning or losing football games. He did that well for BYU. BYU should be absolutely grateful, and BYU fans should be absolutely grateful for what Bronco did for the program. I don't like him on a personal level, but because I've had enough interviews with him where I go, "Oh, this guy is not that into being very respectful." But Bronco, you need to return some respect on Bronco. If people boo Bronco Mendenhall, they have zero idea about the history.
You asked me the question, and now you're trying.
I'm just telling you.
It sounds like you're trying to get the fans to boo for him.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't like him personally. And if you boo Bronco Mendenhall, then you have zero idea about BYU football history. You need to understand BYU football history. Bronco Mendenhall was a massive part of it. Do not boo the man. He deserves massive praise. You should give the guy a standing ovation.
So why are you bringing out your personal issues about Bronco?
Despite the fact that I don't like him personally,
yeah.
If I was a BYU fan, I would cheer Bronco Mendenhall for what he did for the
team.
So
if you're at the game, you're going to cheer him?
Well, I'm going to be in the press box, so no. I'll get kicked out of the press box.
So you can't do anything.
I'll just have my hand over my heart with a tear streaming.
See, if I'm in
the
press box, I'm cheering. I don't
care. You guys do. You old ball players play for your team. Yeah. You guys score a touchdown. Yeah, man, he's gone. I love when I hear that guy. When guys are going, he's gone.
I think the BYU fans have a forgiveness in their heart.
Oh, you even said it like Bronco. I think they have some forgiveness in their heart. Okay.
That sounds like Jim Gaffigan is what that is.
Oh, he's got this guy's doing weird stuff. He's got forgiveness in his heart.
I'll say it's very low. I'm going to say it's
don't boo Bronco.
No, I'll say it's I don't know, Ty Detmer 14.
I think you're going to get it's I'm not even going to give a percentage. I'm not even going to give a percentage.
Oh, that's the game.
No, I'm going to give you a number though. It's
like
going to be a
the number of fans.
Yeah, it's going to be a Kyle Van Noy, three people in the stands booing.
No,
because they're uninformed.
It'll be more than three.
Okay, well then I'll say 3%. A Kyle Van Noy 3% chance.
Yeah, but 3% is what you get charged when you're selling a home.
That's true. Yeah, that's you see how Scott did that there. Oh boy. See now look again. I mean, it goes right along with the bad dad jokes. This guy. No, it's good.
We're at
it's
homie.
Good.
Come
I love
on.
It. We are at home.
Yes.
By the way. All right. We are at homie today, and we'll be speaking with Superfan Katie. I'm just going to call her Superfan Katie, especially because she's got all her jazz gear on.
I love it.
And she's going to the game tonight. We'll come back. We've got much more to go in our next segment here on Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Yes, right around the corner. Scott's going to give us the key to UCLA not dropping the ball against the Bruins when they come to town, Utes. Stay right here with us. More to go. It is Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.